blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, to welcome you to another taping direct from the Sanctuary of Grace Christian Fellowship right here in Creston, BC. We are living in perilous times, times of great uncertainty, and no one really knows what is going to happen next except God. How many know that God knows the future, and He knows everything that's going to take place? And much of what we're seeing today is in the plan and purpose of God. God is allowing these things to take place. I was reading some articles recently about locusts that are devouring crops in Africa. and earthquakes that are taking place. And today I read that the UN is predicting famines of biblical proportions around the world. These things are all found in the Word of God. The Bible says in the last days, these things are going to take place. People are going to be full of fear and they're going to be full of anxiety. Things happening sometimes almost on a daily basis. I also want to remember in prayer today the families of those who lost loved ones in the recent shootings in Nova Scotia. There is a special place in my heart for that reason and for that region. My son was born in Liverpool, Nova Scotia. Gina and I were married in Halifax, and one of my pastorates was in Lance, Nova Scotia, close to where this tragedy ended this past Sunday. So I want us to take a moment right now to bow our heads, if you're in your living room or wherever you are, and we're just going to pray for the families today that have lost loved ones in this tragedy. Father, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to pray for every family that has lost a loved one. Lord, so tragically. Father, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to them today. We pray, oh Lord, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be theirs today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just pray, Lord, for every mother and every father, every brother, every uncle, every cousin who's lost someone, Lord, I pray that you will just touch them today by your precious Holy Spirit. Father, I just thank you today that your Holy Spirit is so present. And Lord, I just pray that people will call out to you in this hour. Father, I know so many are praying about this situation and circumstance. And Lord, we also pray for this pandemic that's invaded our land from coast to coast to coast. We pray today, Lord, that as people are suffering, as people are going through sickness, Lord, that they will reach out to you in this hour. Lord, I know that you are interested in everything that we experience in life, and you are there to help us, Father, to strengthen us. And Lord, I just ask today that people in this country will begin to get on their knees and they will begin to pray, Lord. Father, we're just asking for your Holy Spirit to do his work in this hour. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Once again, we want to turn to God's word for direction. And the title of this message today is, Search Me, O God. Search Me, O God. Psalm 139, if you have your Bibles, as you are sitting in your living room or wherever you may be, pick up your Bible right now and turn to Psalm 139, verse 23. Now I want to read a couple of verses. These are not unfamiliar verses, but they're so important to what I'm going to talk about today. The psalmist says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God, and know my heart. How many know that God knows us better than we know ourselves? He knows the source of every struggle that we would ever experience in life. He knows what lies deep within our own hearts. And sometimes within us there is pain. There is unforgiveness. And sometimes welling up from deep within is anger. And God sees all these things. The poison of sin, if left unchecked, can destroy us, each one of us, and maybe even our families. David cried out to God to show him the true condition of his heart. And I wonder how many are listening today, how many are viewing this tape that would be honest enough to cry out to God right now and say, Lord, I want to know the true condition of my heart. I want to know what's inside of me, Lord. I want to know the things that are hindering, that are infecting my life. David prayed this in Psalm 26, verse 2. He prayed and he said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my heart and try my mind. How many know God knows what we're thinking? He sees not only into our hearts, but he sees what is dwelling in our minds. And I believe that sometimes these things can be detrimental to our spiritual progress in life. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. That's what the Bible says. Inward sin and evil will not stop consuming our lives until it destroys us. That's what sin does. Sin's not happy with just controlling some of us or destroying a bit of us. It wants to destroy all of us. And the only solution to sin is to open our hearts up to God. Hallelujah. Open our hearts up to God. When we give our life to Jesus fully and completely, when we surrender to Jesus, hallelujah. The Bible says that God wants to show us the things in our life that need to change. You know, sometimes we like to push things aside that we feel are uncomfortable. We don't want to talk about things from the past because that makes us feel uneasy. But it is those things, if left unchecked, will eventually destroy and hinder our lives. And not only our lives, but the people around us. But Jesus says, I want to change you. I want to transform your life. He does it through the power of the cross. It's the power of the cross that sets us free. Hallelujah. Take heed to these powerful words from the book of Romans. I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. And I want to read this from the New Living Translation. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse number 1. So now there is now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Wow. Verse 3, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the body we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to read that again. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. What do those verses mean? They mean we don't have to continue to struggle and be defeated by inward sin. Hallelujah. How many know that as believers, we have the victory through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Nothing, absolutely nothing should be controlling us. Nothing, absolutely nothing should be oppressing us. Nothing, absolutely nothing should be directing our lives except the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We don't have to continue to struggle and be defeated by inward sin. We can experience glorious freedom. And that's what I want to say to everyone that's listening today. Whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, God is promising each one of us who reach out to him glorious freedom through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Freedom. To live a life that brings glory and honor to God. I think at the end of someone's life, however many years that is, I think it's a wonderful thing that when someone leaves this world, that they can have that inward peace, that their life, however long it was, brought glory and honor unto God. Hallelujah. I think that is a peace of mind that many people don't have today. That when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, when that day comes and you meet death, there is an inward sense of God's divine peace that floods through your soul, knowing, hallelujah, that you've lived your life for Jesus and now you're going on to meet him. Hallelujah. God wants us to experience that freedom. And to experience it, we have to let God pinpoint those things in our lives that need to be overcome. Now, I want to take a moment and talk about the life of Judas. Judas Iscariot. Many of you know about Judas Iscariot because he betrayed Jesus. But if you go back into his early life, the Bible says he was a thief. The Bible describes him as a thief. He would often, because he was taking care of the money, he would often put his hand in the money jar, as they say, and take some for himself. Think about that. I find that so amazing that someone could walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus, see the miracles that he did, experience supernatural things. Sometimes I think probably on a daily basis, powerful things happening. And yet there was something inside of his heart that was not right with God. And this is what I'm talking about today. Sometimes deep within us, there are things that we have yet to let God pinpoint, touch, minister to. The Bible says that this inward problem brought him to a point where for so many pieces of silver, he betrayed the Son of God. The Bible says that Satan, at one point, the Bible describes that Satan entered him. Satan entered him. Now, that's an amazing phrase, that Satan would enter someone. We think of demons entering people, but here it was Satan himself. And friends, this is what happens to people when we fail to let the Lord Jesus Christ have control of our lives. We open ourselves up to so many other things, and Satan begins to have his way in our lives. We've got to let God pinpoint those things, and we've got to let God help us to overcome those things in the name of Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 31, a very familiar portion of Scripture. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It's the truth that sets us free. I hope you're hearing me today. The truth about Jesus, the truth about the sacrifice that he made on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. The truth of Christianity, the truth of God's words. Pilate asked Jesus an interesting question as he was being examined before his crucifixion. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Friends, I'm thankful today that I know what the truth is. I know the truth that has changed me. Hallelujah. And I know the truth that has changed many of you that are listening to this tape today. Hallelujah. It is the truth about Jesus. It is the truth of his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. It is the truth about the Holy Spirit. It is the truth about the Word of God. Friends, when we accept that truth, and when we receive that truth, and when we put our faith in that truth, we get set free in the name of Jesus. And even the things that are within us, those struggles can come to an end through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you're listening today and maybe you're struggling with something, maybe there are feelings that are gripping your life, maybe it's fear, maybe it's uncertainty, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's anger, whatever it may be today, whatever's got control over you, I want to say in the name of Jesus, God is greater than anything that would bind you today, and you can be gloriously set free by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray right now. I want to pray because I believe that if we'll let God search our hearts, we'll let the Holy Spirit examine us today and say, Lord Jesus, as I preached last week, Lord Jesus, I'm going to open up the door of my life. I'm going to let you come in. I'm going to let you show me the things that need to change in my life in the name of Jesus. And I know you're going to give me the power. You're going to give me the divine ability. My faith is going to be fixed upon you. My eyes are upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, that he's going to do a transforming work inside of me and inside of you, if you'll just let him today. Father, I just thank you, and I just praise you today, Lord, for your precious word. I thank you today, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray today for those that are listening to this message. Father, I pray that they would cry out to you as the psalmist prayed, search me, O God. Search me, O God. Search my life. Show me those things that are in my heart that you need to deal with today. Show me those things, Lord. Examine my heart. Examine my mind, O God. Show me the things that are hindering me. Lord, I'm infected with something. I need healing for my soul, O God. I pray today that someone will get off their couch and they will get on their knees right now and they will just begin to call out to God. Whatever you're struggling with today, whatever's defeating you, God can turn it around. Hallelujah, somebody. God can turn it around for you in a moment of time. Hallelujah. He can gloriously meet you in that living room right where you are if you'll just kneel before him and say, Lord, come in, show me, reveal things to me, oh God. Father, I just pray today. Lord, Satan has destroyed so many lives. Lord, I'm just praying for a mighty revival. I'm praying for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that we would say enough of what the devil is doing. Father, have your way, I pray, in this nation from coast to coast to coast. Oh God, we humble ourselves before you and we say, oh God, it's not by might nor is it by power, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. And I pray right now that the shackles will be broken off of people right now, Lord, as they're on their knees praying. Father, that you will break the bondages in people's lives through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just pray today. I just feel in my spirit that someone is discouraged that's listening to this message. Maybe you're thinking about ending your own life because everything has amounted to nothing. I want you to know, if you'll just give your life to Jesus, if you'll just give this situation to Jesus, he can turn things around for you. Hallelujah. He loves you today, and he wants you to reach out to him. Hallelujah. Take everything that you're battling with and lay it at the foot of the cross. Let God do that work. Father, I am praying right now that through this message, someone's life will be changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you want to set people free. You want to liberate them. So, Father, I'm just praying today, oh God. I am praying today for a mighty transformation to take place in hundreds of lives across this nation. Lord, I believe as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, that greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it.
There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it.
If he carried the weight shoulder, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. If shoulder, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulder, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and